Chapter 14, Modedrumadeep, Part 1. All glories to the soul of the Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Navadeep Dham, the topmost abode. Arriving at the village of Mamagachi, Nityananda explained to Jiva Goswami, "Here in Modedrumadeep is Ayodhya. In a previous age, millions of years ago, when Lord Rama was banished to the forest, he came to this place with Lakshmana and Sita. After building a hut under a huge banyan tree and seeing the effulgence of Navadeep, the son of Raghu began laughing to himself. With his complexion as green as new grass, his lotus eyes, and his graceful bow in hand, Lord Rama was supremely beautiful. Wearing the dress of a brahmachari, his head piled with matted locks, he attracted all the living entities in the universe. Seeing Rama laughing, Sita, the daughter of Janaka, asked him the reason for his mirth. In answer to Sita's question, Lord Rama replied, 'Listen, O Sita, and I will tell you a secret. When the age of Kali arrives, I will appear in Navadeep with a golden complexion.' Upon saying this, he immediately wanted to take birth in the womb of Sachi in Jagannath Mishra's house. Lord Rama told Sita, 'To all those fortunate souls who see my childhood pastimes, I will give the supreme gift of divine love. Performing my pastimes of scholarship for the pleasure of my dear devotees, I shall reveal the glories of the holy name. Then I will take sannyas and go to Jagannath Puri, and my own mother will weep with my wife in her arms.' Upon hearing this, Sita asked, 'O lotus-eyed one, why will you make your mother cry? Why will you give up your wife and take sannyas? What happiness is there in giving sorrow to your wife?' Sri Rama said, 'O dear one, you know everything, but you display your innocence just to teach the living entities. The pure love of Godhead, which the devotees relish in relation with me, comes in two ways. Just listen. In my presence they enjoy sambhoga, the pleasure of meeting, and in my absence they experience vipralamba, the pain of separation. My eternal associates want to be with me always, but out of mercy for them I give them separation, which is more intense than meeting. The sorrow of separation from me is actually the greatest ecstasy. After separation from me, when reunion occurs, the ecstasy my devotees feel is multiplied 100,000 times. In this way they experience happiness in separation. You should accept this as truth, for these are the statements of the Vedas. In my pastimes as Sri Gauranga, my mother Kaushalya will become Sachi Devi. You, Sita, will serve me as Vishnu Priya. You will experience separation from me, and in my absence you will worship a deity of me and spread my name and fame throughout the three worlds. Similarly, in separation from you, as Rama, I will worship a golden deity of you, Sita, in the city of Ayodhya. But all these things are highly confidential. O Sita, do not reveal this to anyone just now. This Navadeep is my favorite place, and even Ayodhya is not its equal. When the age of Kali arrives, this huge banyan tree above us will disappear from sight, but will remain in an invisible form.'" Nityananda continued, "Having spoken thus, Lord Rama passed his time with Lakshmana and Sita. Later he went to the Dandakaranya forest to complete his pastimes. Observe here the place where his hut stood. By the will of Lord Rama, his friend Guhaka took birth here in a Brahmana family. His name was Sadananda Vipra Bhattacharya. He knew nothing in the three worlds except for Rama. When Sri Chaitanya made his advent, Sadananda Vipra was present in the house of Jagannath Mishra. At that time all the demigods came to see the newborn child. Seeing this, Sadananda knew that his lord had taken birth. In great delight he went home, and while meditating on Rama, he had a vision of Sri Chaitanya, who was seated on a throne surrounded by demigods who waved chamaras. Then he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Lord Ramachandra. His complexion was as green as grass, and beside him was Lakshmana, the abode of Ananta. On his left was Sita, and kneeling before him was Hanuman. Seeing this, the Brahmana understood the truth about his lord, and the vision disappeared. In ecstasy he made his way to Mayapur, and unseen by anyone he feasted his eyes on the newborn form of Sri Chaitanya. Sadananda Vipra said, "Blessed indeed am I! Lord Ramachandra is present before me as Gaurachandra." Later, when the Sankirtan movement began in earnest, Sadananda took part. As they moved on, Nityananda showed Jiva Goswami a forested area and said, "In this place, O Jiva, the pure devotees see the Bhandira forest." Hearing these topics and seeing these holy places in the eternal divine realm of Navadvip, the devotees surrounded Nityananda Prabhu and danced. Jiva's body manifested symptoms of ecstasy as he shouted the name of Gauranga. That night, Nityananda and his party rested at the house of Narayani, the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Being chaste and pure, she rendered service to the Vaishnavas. Early the next morning, after walking some distance, they entered Vaikunthapur. To carry out the order of Janava and Nitai, the humble Bhaktivinoda thus sings the glories of Navadvip.